Yo. What's good? What's good? What's good? This is your boy B Barnes. This is the Gentleman's Guide Podcast. We are simply here to unpack manhood one day at a time. And I want to welcome y'all to a new season of the Gentleman's Guide.
Hey, new season.
You know what I'm saying? Got my brother with me.
What's up, man?
Drew.
How's it going, bro?
What's good, bro?
Chilling, man.
How you been, man?
Yeah. I'm good, man. I'm a little, you know.
How life been treating you?
Life is good. Life is really good right now.
Feel you, bro.
Yeah. No complaints.
Yeah. So as y'all know, if you've been following the podcast, first season, it was really me just like, you know what I'm saying, talking outside of my neck about relationships and my giving advice about different situations. Second season, I dove into like interviewing certain black men that I held in high esteem. And then this season, I'm really just trying to chill, bro. I'm trying to chill, trying to kick it with my brothers, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's you, Drew, whether it's Gerard, whether it's brothers that we grew up with, you know what I'm saying? Not the same parents, but we grew up with, so we call them right. Brothers. That's what we're trying to do this season. We're trying to kick it. We're trying to talk. We're trying to have meaningful conversations. But before we get into the conversation of the day, which is outgrowing old friends or outgrowing friends in general,
yeah,
that's the major conversation we have in the day. We got to start with some hot takes. This is an ongoing conversation, argument for a lot of folks around the country. Brian or MJ, bro? All
right. I'm gonna start by saying, and I have to do this. Uh-huh. I'm gonna start by saying I'm a Kobe fan.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm expected to probably say MJ.
Because
Kobe, you know, he patterned himself.
Basically, he was a spitting image.
Spitting image of MJ.
For sure.
Which I respect. You know what I mean? But if I'm building a team.
Yeah.
If I'm building a team, honestly, in today's time, I probably would pick
Bron.
You know, LeBron over Michael.
Yeah.
As far as who's better, basketball, like I like basketball. So just
Bron's IQ is probably the
across top. The board.
Yeah,
is
for sure
top of the top. You know what I'm saying? But MJ, I feel like is the better player.
I think MJ is the GOAT for a lot of reasons. Now, I'm glad that you said what you said because it's such a polarizing topic that people they always assume that you're on either on left or right, and it's like there's room to be in the middle too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, which I was just mentioning to you before we started recording, is I can be a LeBron fan. I'm a diehard. We've been following mm-hmm. LeBron since he was in high school. You know what I'm saying? Like we grew up, we watched every move. He exceeded all the expectations. He did all these things. Yeah. He did everything the right way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can be a LeBron fan and still hold MJ on the middle, the center of Mount Rushmore of basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like people just you one of them LeBron fans. You just think he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
It's like, no, bro. Like you just said, if you're a basketball fan, you can't not like LeBron. You can't put him
at least
two or three.
Yeah.
And in my opinion, he's number two.
I would disagree with that, but I agree with a lot of what you just said.
And then on the MJ side, I feel like he's – when you watch the history of MJ, how he came to be who he was, what he did – for the culture, for one. And then on the basketball side, he literally changed like how people
play
the game and how he got more eyes on the game
yeah.
for the most part. You know what I'm saying? So I think from a consumer standpoint or from a marketing standpoint, that's what I'm really talking about. From a marketing standpoint, when it comes to endorsements, is nobody you can
he was
probably
the first one that we saw
as
far as doing all of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
Now
going back, you said MJ, LeBron is number two. Who's number three for you?
I was just throwing that in there.
I know.
I'm saying,
but you
said who was number three?
Who's your number three?
If you're talking about our lifetime, Kobe, to me, Kobe is number three. Because LeBron, I feel like LeBron changed the game too.
No. LeBron,
and I ain't just talking about basketball.
Yeah,
LeBron changed sports, bro.
He took it to another level.
Yeah.
Like they have a lot more control, you know what I'm saying? A lot more say so.
Yeah. And it's no shade at Kobe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's no shade at Kobe. But like you said, for the reason of him being a spitting image of MJ, he didn't do anything different.
Well, I think they were, in my opinion. I think they're all three of them are responsible, and there are more, you know what I'm saying, previously that are responsible for pushing the culture forward.
Yeah.
But just speaking on those three, I think they're all responsible for pushing the culture forward differently in different ways. Like Kobe
was like the transition.
He was the transition. Yeah. Like he was and then on top of that is like life after, you know what I'm saying, the game. Yeah. He's like kind of like the catalyst to pushing not just owning businesses, but doing it differently. Like, bro got an Academy Award. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but think about it. Think about it. LeBron is following in both of their footsteps.
Exactly.
Bro, he's the first active NBA player to ever be a billionaire.
Right.
I think they released this, what, yesterday or 2 days ago? You know what I'm saying? So, like, imagine him after basketball. He's going, seeing what Magic Johnson did after basketball.
Exactly.
Seeing like he's following all these guys'
all
footsteps.
All those footsteps.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going to go further, obviously. Yeah. That's what we're supposed to do anyway. Like,
right. That's what you're supposed to do.
Next generation is supposed to
for go sure. further. Yeah. But, MJ the GOAT. I think
that's established. I think most LeBron fans probably feel that way, too.
Yeah. I think they just argue just to be arguing.
I got a homie right now. Old Dro. Old Chadwick.
Shout out to Dro. Drozart.
Yeah, man, we done had some good arguments, some heated arguments, boy, some heated arguments about basketball. But he a LeBron fan, so
yeah.
Shout out to him. Shout out to all the LeBron fans. I've never been a LeBron hater per se.
Yeah,
I've always been a LeBron fan hater though. Like I can't stand. And now when I say LeBron fans, let me specify.
Mm-hmm.
We have an uncle.
Are we gonna name? I'm not gonna name him. You sure?
But my, I'll just say this.
You know who you are.
I'll just say this.
You know who you are.
My the name I go by as far as like you know music and all that. Dro Artist is my name. Mm-hmm. I'll just say that artist. But we got an uncle, man, and he's being a LeBron fan. I'm talking about being a fanatic.
Yeah, he's like a true
like from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he knew about LeBron before. I think LeBron knew he was able to do what
he's
been doing. You know what I'm saying? So,
he was scouting LeBron before Coach K was.
Yeah, like before. He knew about LeBron before. Yeah, for everybody. But
shout out to Unc, man. Shout out.
Yeah, we've had heated discussions as well. And I've never been a fan of, you know what I'm saying, all of the people that were like kind of like
far left or far right.
Well, I would say I'm a Kobe fan, so like, you know, there were some things that were going on during that time when LeBron was getting all that hype. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Kobe was going through that whole Denver situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But so that was kind of like people's way or I don't know. It was their reason for like putting a reason on them hating Kobe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I just never liked the fact that most LeBron fans at that time were like Kobe, like LeBron is already better than Kobe.
Yeah.
And I get
it was disrespectful. I understand.
It was very disrespectful, yeah, and I didn't like it. But I think I understood where they were coming from as far as like arguing the game, just playing the game as a whole. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And Kobe not being a team first player, and obviously he was like
he was a spitting image of MJ. Bro.
Anybody that knows that loves basketball, I ain't gonna say no basketball, but loves basketball can see Kobe was not
a
team player like that, bro. He had to learn that last championship run, he had to learn how to, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. involve his teammates and all that stuff. He went through like
bro, when you look at that roster.
Trash. Vucevic?
Sasha
Vucevic. Now don't get me wrong. He had some big moments in those finals.
Like Shannon
he
Brown.
Had some he had some big shots. Shannon Brown had some he was very, very he contributed in some ways in some games. But the you know what I'm saying, Kobe bro, that roster, bro, is
wild.
Is a wild roster to look at.
Yeah. This is my last tidbit on this. When you talk about comparing eras to not Kobe, but Bron and MJ.
Yeah.
When you talk about the illegal defense versus what they can't do now, you know what I'm saying? Because they wanted to change the game. They wanted to kind of, I guess, not make it as easy for an individual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because
imagine Bron in MJ's era, bro. Like, not one-on-one all the time.
Yeah.
LeBron's going to get double. As soon as he get 2 inches from the free throw line, he's getting double.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Getting an elbow or two, too.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? He's 6'8", 6'9", 250, 260. So like
he would have been able to take one. He's the one player, and there are others maybe too, yeah, but he's the one player that without a doubt, you know, like he would have been able to play and adapt
an eerie
to
every,
to that era.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Especially the, that 90s,
yeah,
late 80s, 90s era. You know what I'm saying? Cats, yeah, was getting knocked out, beat up on the court.
It was hockey back then from basketball. But yeah, so MJ the GOAT, Brian.
You, Kobe number two.
Kobe, that's your opinion.
I think he's about to say something.
Brian number two. But that's another conversation for another day.
Now don't sleep. Don't sleep on another killer though. Oh, here we go. Another dog though.
Here we go.
That nobody, I don't think he ever gets the respect and due.
Here we go. What is it?
No. I'm gonna say Allen Iverson, bro. Like, as far as, see, there you go. See, God don't like ugly. That's what you get.
What?
Allen, yeah, Iverson, as far as being pushing the culture forward, like, and affecting the game in other ways than just basketball, like, he affected the game on the flip side, like, the culture side of it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Jordan started it. AI, as far as culture is concerned, or fashion, right?
I'm talking about
fashion. He brought hip-hop to, yeah, basketball. Yeah, you can never take that, yeah, away from him. You know what I'm saying? Is he top three? Not even close. No.
As far as basketball?
No.
I don't know, no, man.
Top three, bro?
Not top three. He's top not, 10.
Maybe. But that's another comment. We can have this conversation for another episode, really. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Next hot take. Does sugar go on grits? Somebody help me.
This is not a test. It's the real deal. Help me.
Help
me.
It's like, so, really?
Have you ever tried sugar on grits?
No, I have had, to my knowledge. Now, I know you mentioned this, like, back in the day, you know, my mama, people from up north, cream of wheat was a thing, from what I understand. Grits is more of a southern thing, really, right? Know. That's to how I understand it, mm-hmm, right? So, no, I have not put sugar or any type of sweetener, whether it's syrup or anything, in grits. Cream of wheat, yes, I have. And it's actually pretty good.
What's the difference between,
bro, grits, wheat? Grits are gritty. That's literally like, I don't know how else to explain it, bro. Cream of wheat is just creamier and is like fluffier. That's all I know. But it's actually pretty good. I ain't gonna front.
Grits not, are they supposed to be gritty?
Nigga, the name is grits. What do you mean?
Like, I'm just saying, if you cook them the right way, they not, I don't think they're supposed to be like,
you know what I'm saying, bro. I'm just saying, in their natural raw form, grits are grits. They're grits. That's all I'm saying. Mm. When you cook them, obviously it depends on how you cook it.
So what does cream wheat look like when it's not cooked?
It looks like kind of like a flaky, powdery substance. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Man, I don't think I've ever had cream of wheat.
You should try it, bro.
Yeah.
You should try
it. But anywho, I have put sugar on grits. There's a specific, there, I don't always put sugar on grits though. Like, if I'm eating a certain meal, maybe, you know, I don't know.
I can't do it, bro. The southern boy in me, I just won't allow me to do it.
It's good, bro. It's actually good. I remember the first time I ever experienced having sugar on grits. I was
now I think I'm just like digging my heels in at this point, because when I've had, again, I don't put sugar in my cream of wheat. I put syrup. It's a sweetener, bro. It's the same thing.
Is it?
I promise you. Not regular Aunt Jemima syrup. I'm talking about like log cabin, like
it's
the real.
It's not called Aunt Jemima no more.
That's what, look. It's called Aunt Jemima. I'm going to call it Aunt Jemima. I'm going to call it Aunt Jemima. But doggone, you know, the real maple syrup.
Yeah.
The more expensive syrup.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the syrup I put in it. It makes a difference. Now, what I said all that to say, when you have the salty, the savory eggs, whatever type of meat, whether it's bacon or sausage, mm-hmm, sweet and salty, it's always going to work.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I've had cream of wheat, I'm like, this is pretty good. Like,
yeah,
I get it, but I'm not doing it. I'm keeping it separate. I can't do it. I'm digging my heels in. So all right.
I can have both.
I understand why. I don't know. I feel like sometimes, you know, growing up in where you grow up, whether it's the north or the south, mm-hmm, I feel like it's like an invasion. Like so many people came from up north and they try to like change. Like, that's not how it go. You try to change my childhood. That's not what it's going to be. Like, grits are with salt, pepper and butter. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. That's it. But I could be digging my heels in at this point. That's all I'm saying.
Does it make you mad when people put sugar on grits?
It's kind of like, this is how I feel, bro. You know, when you've been in the, specifically in the, I would say, above the Mason-Dixon line. Okay. So DC and above, okay. Right? You go to a restaurant, being a Carolina boys, mm-hmm. We like sweet tea, mm-hmm. Not sweetened tea. There's a difference. Sweet tea is sweet. Sweetened tea is unsweet tea
with sugar in it.
That's a difference, bro. That should have been another hot take.
Sweet tea or iced tea?
I said all that to say, that's how I feel when people put sugar in their grits. It's like, I go to, oh, we have sugar packets. Then you don't have sweet tea. Like, what? It's no argument. There's nothing to talk about. Like, give me some Sprite or some Coke or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, That's how I feel. It's a soapbox of mine.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't, but I.
All right, next one. Chinese or Mexican?
Man, this is an easy one. All day, anytime.
I know what you're going to say.
I'm going Chinese at any.
Oh, really?
I eat Chinese food at any time. I love Mexican food. I love Mexican food.
I don't think you had the right tacos, bro.
I like Mexican food. If we talking like what I can. I can deal with Chinese food.
Now, specifically what? General Tso.
Chicken wings.
Wonton. Chicken wing. Chicken wing.
White rice.
10-15 minutes. Hey, it don't matter what you order. It's going to be 10-15 minutes. I'm just saying.
Bro, like, I don't know. I just, you know what I'm saying? I like Chinese food. I love Chinese food.
I do too. But tacos take the cake, bro. Tacos take the cake for me. And
What's your favorite taco spot?
Most recently, we just came back to Raleigh a couple months ago. Jim Tacos. They ain't paying me to say this. We are not being paid by anybody. But Jim Tacos in Raleigh, they were a food truck.
Jim sound like a white name.
Jim, as in G-Y-M.
Oh, Jim.
Not Jim, as in Jim. Not that.
It's not a test. It's the real deal. Help me.
But yeah, gym tacos, as in like lifting weights gym.
Got you.
You know what I'm saying? And it's all Latinos, like Latino owned. No, I'm not being.
Yeah, because you said like serious. I must not have had real tacos. And when you say real tacos.
No, I ain't talking about some like white people with flour. Like, no, they got real. They got.
The real deal.
No, I'm not going to say Mexican. Now, I know tacos is like strict, specifically Mexican, right? Yeah. But like, I'm not going to say Mexican because I don't really know who hip up. But when you walk in. When you walk into the joint, the establishment, they got Latino people in the back and they're literally pressing tortillas and making tortillas by hand. Mm. Now, me specifically, I like the joint with the pineapple salsa. It's like, what is it? I can't even think of it now.
I don't know.
But steak, chicken, pork, all of them.
Everything.
Carnita, everything, bro. I'm telling you. Hitting. Jim Tacos.
I'm going to check them out. Coming to see you, Jim.
It's Jim, not Jim. But anyway, but yeah, man, that's the hot takes for the day. So we're going to get down to the nitty gritty, bro.
All right.
Nitty gritty. Outgrowing old friends. How does that happen?
It's tough to answer that question because I don't necessarily think you outgrow friends.
And how do you interpret outgrow? Because you can interpret it many different
ways. I'll try to break down what goes through my mind.
Okay.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Through life. Well, I'll say this. I watched a video of it was a video of Dr. Sebi. Mm-hmm. It was like he was being interviewed by somebody or something. He was just kind of conversing back and forth with some people or whatever. And he mentioned, you know, at this point he's probably in his 80s.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, he's passed away since then, but
right.
At this moment in time in this video, he's probably in his 80s maybe. So he was speaking on like growth, I guess, and aging. And he was like, I'm still that little boy
yeah.
that used to love running around in the field and picking up bugs and all these different things. He was like, I'm still that little kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So thinking about that, and it's like outgrowing friends, like childhood friends, like recently, I just, like, you know what I'm saying? It's been a while since I kind of hung out with people that I
grew up
with or went to high school with, rather. You know what I'm saying? And recently, we kind of, like, reconnected. You know what I'm saying? It's been more than 10 years, so the 10-year reunion was 2020. And, you know, of course, COVID, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. happened, so we weren't able to do our reunion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we reconnected, and it was like, yo, like, although we've missed time with each other,
it was like, yeah, and
it was almost like, though, like, of course you got to catch up.
Yeah.
But it's like no love was lost.
No love lost.
You know what I'm saying? It's like we just evolved as people. Like, now he's got kids. Right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, it was crazy. We were chilling, and we were planning one of our, you know what I'm saying, our moments or whatever. And they was like, a couple of them was like, yeah, man, we gonna have kids, some, you know, kids with us.
Uh-huh.
So just to see, like, them walk in parents. With their kids and be parents, it's like, yo, like, I see my brothers do it, but yeah. It's different when you see, like, the people that you were kind of, like,
you knew them in a different way.
Element, you know what I'm saying? You were kind of in the trenches with these people, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? Like, sports or classroom, whatever, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So it's a little different, but yeah, I don't necessarily think you outgrow friends. You just kind of, like, have these different experiences or these different moments that you're in life, and it kind of, you know, you drift apart. Of course,
that's fair. I think it depends on the context.
Okay,
because in some situations, you can't outgrow some people.
Oh no,
right?
Yeah, of course. Right? Yeah, I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I agree with what you just said in terms of life just naturally takes you different paths.
Yeah.
And you don't necessarily drift apart, like, emotionally but physically you are not
in the same space.
You're not in the same space anymore. Yeah. And that's just a natural part of life.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said, ain't no love lost. We ain't got no beef.
Yeah.
We just living our life. You know what I'm saying? But there are many cases, and I'm sure those of you listening, watching right now, you can attest to certain people that you just had to let go. Because you realized that either they were toxic or the connection that you had with them was toxic.
Yeah. Or maybe. Or just maybe you were the toxic one.
That,
or maybe I was the toxic one. You know what I'm saying? So,
or maybe they were just, like, trifling and immature, and you have risen above a certain level of risen to a certain level of maturity that certain things you just ain't gonna tolerate no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Rather protect your peace.
Yeah.
Than, you know what I'm saying, at the expense of someone else.
Facts. So it's like, I think you can always naturally grow apart, whether it's friends, whether it's family, cousins. You know what I'm saying? When we see certain cousins, it don't matter how long we haven't talked
mm-hmm.
physically
yeah.
or over the phone.
Yeah.
When we see them, you know what I'm saying? It's like nothing changed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna talk junk to each other.
Right.
We gonna talk sports. We gonna do this. We gonna talk about music. We gonna do all the things that we've always done.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, like, I think now sometimes I feel like people, how do you say this? I feel like people, they make up imaginary haters in their minds. So, like, it's like, I had to let them go. Like, in reality, they had already walked away. Like,
they been gone.
It's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They called you, text you. That was a sign right there.
Yeah. So, like, I guess a natural progression, like, is transition. So, like, when you grow apart or when you go on a different path, it's just a natural progression. So, like, obviously, I think the easiest thing that most of us can relate to is school, right?
Yeah.
So, or school or the workforce. So, like, when you graduate high school, you got some people go to military.
Yeah.
You got some people to go straight to the workforce. And you got some people to go to college.
Right.
And you got some niggas that get locked up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, bro, it's just a natural progression of life. That's how I feel about it, you know? And the context really dictates whether you're, you know, outgrowing them or whether you just, your paths are just splitting in different directions. Yeah.
I think, I think I've recently posted the book, but I've talked about it multiple times with numerous people,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, over the, I guess, the last couple of years. It's a book called The Four Agreements.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times, like talking about going back to like having haters, right?
Yeah.
Having these imaginary haters, or maybe you sometimes you do have haters. You know what I'm saying? It's a factual thing.
Yeah. Especially but, when you want to up and up.
Yeah.
People get jealous.
You know, this was a good book that was recommended to me by one of my other homies, Sax Love Money. Shout out to Sax Love Money, man. Great producer. Ran. but yeah, bro, he suggested the book to me, and it was like it got me to seeing myself. And you know, sometimes what you see or what you're experiencing is not always, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you make it up in your head.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, you know what I'm saying, you holding people to these standards and you making up these situations in your head. Yeah. And you know what I'm saying, you causing yourself more trauma.
What you call it sounds like a form of self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm.
Shout out to NC State communication major. That's something. That's one of the few things I remember. Ooh, shut up.
Oh.
Here you go. Eagle pride over here.
Amplify, baby. You already know I love my HBCU.
You know what I'm saying?
Something you can't say, bro.
You know what? This is a side note. I feel like when black people, and y'all could chime in, I feel like when black people go to PWIs, I feel like it's very similar to the relationship that black people have with the country. So like it's you know how people say,
yeah.
Oh, when you drop at somebody's house and they got a big old American flag flying. It's like, racist.
Racist.
I ain't saying you racist, but I ain't gonna find out. I feel like that's the same. So you ain't gonna see me like, obviously I play football at NC State, right? So like I have apparel, I have shirts.
I play football.
Shut up. There you go. No.
Like, yeah,
but you know what I'm saying? If you an athlete in college, you're gonna have stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I'm not walking around here saying I'm not doing all this. I'm not like, I ain't got no Wolfpack flag on my